Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. We are a consciousness-raising organization designed to uplift and empower humanity and pave the way so we may usher in a new reality of unity and harmony for all inhabitants on Earth. Our mission is to awaken, inform, educate, and inspire remembrance through exploring deeply esoteric topics, the true and forgotten history of our planet, and our connection to the cosmos. For paradigm-shifting awareness, tune into our YouTube channel at Portal to Ascension. On Portal to Ascension Radio, we feature speaker interviews and presentations featured on our website. Sign up at portaltoascension.org for access to hundreds of hours of our next dimensional content. Now, let's get into today's discussion.
We're here with Tony Gozzi, another emerging voice in the UFO field. So happy that you're here.
Thank you, Alan, for having me. It's an absolute pleasure and honor and privilege and joy.
Well, tell us about your first meeting with the ETs and how that happened, changed you.
It really began during a past life regression where I met the praying mantises, and I immediately knew that it was them. The first image that came through was the head of the praying mantis. But like the cool thing about it was quick, instantaneous flash, but within that flash, I was in it for like infinity. It was two awarenesses, you know, at once. And then the next image was this long-bodied silhouette, like 20 to 30 feet high, of pure light. It was humanoid, like, so you have a head, you have the shoulder, and then the arms. And I received the download that if we really come in our essence of who we are, like, your mind would not be able to comprehend who we are. So we have to come in something that, like, you can comprehend, but you are gonna begin acclimating, like, to our frequency, like, to the light. The last image was of this heart, and it was like boom, 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 like three images. This, like, sliced up heart into infinity. All these slices, and, like, within the slices, beautiful facets in the clearest crystal you can ever imagine, like intelligence, consciousness of absolute clarity. And like within that infinity, a small dot, small point of light. And I received the download that said, you do not need a big bonfire or a big flame to know how powerful you are. All you need is this little spark of your light. And that small light reflected off the one facet to the next into infinity and became this beautiful Merkaba of light. And in that moment, I knew immediately, I am love, I am light, and I'm connected, was a mantis, whatever the case may be. It was so visceral, I could not shake it. I ran on the street basically like saying, I speak to insectoid beings in Washington, D.C., where it's super conservative, just owning that new version of me. It was just magical.
Was that your first contact with ETs?
Aware contact, right? Because going back in retrospect, I had all these little like sprinkles along my life that I was never aware of. That all came back in memory after I connected with the mantises.
Oh.
Yeah.
But how come you didn't freak out? How were you able to integrate that?
I mean, listen, when you know, you know. And like that's for the first time I knew what knowingness means. That I don't need the mind to think. I don't need any proof. You just know. You have that connection. It's like this awakening within you where you don't need words anymore. You know it. Mm-hmm. Even if like the mantises come and say, oh, like we played a trick on you. I'm like, nope, I know what I know. Like nothing can shake me, away from that absolute visceral experience. It was so real and so beautiful and so loving and so integrative and so just one. It was just magical in so many ways.
And why you? Because you thought you were one? Why'd they pick you?
I was afraid of insects all of my life. I don't like anything that's crawly. I don't like anything that looks buggy. So the fact that like I'm walking around Earth saying that I speak to insectoid beings is a real testament that I've shifted. I have no idea why me. I mean, look, I may have lived other lives, but I also know I'm infinite now and I live all the lives. So it's just a facet of me in this like specific lifetime and in this specific timeline that I'm supposed to kind of connect with. But they gave me the conduit to connect to a lot of other beings.
But besides not being afraid of insects now, how did your life change?
Look, this whole community was not on my radar. I had no idea there were events like this. I didn't believe in UFOs or psychics, or I don't know what channeling was. I struggled with the idea of consciousness. I could not, I'm like, for the longest time, like, what is consciousness? Like, what does it mean? Everybody speaks, like, I need to feel what consciousness is. So I really struggled with it, like, initially, but once you begin awakening, you don't need any more proof. You know what you know, and you just allow it and you completely surrender, and it keeps opening up other doors to other newfound truth. And the weird part about all this is that the more that I think I know, the more I realize I know absolutely nothing.
Mm. Yeah, but you had an awakening. How do we get the rest of the planet to have what you had? I'll have what he had.
No. One more time.
How do we get the rest of the planet to have the awakening you had?
So, the way that I feel right now, like, just by answering that question, is everyone's on their path. Every journey needs to be honored exactly where it is. Because every point of creation, the intersection of all of who we are, which is all these energies, are perfectly designed by creation to help the collective, like, to help like the one. So if I'm going out there and, like, attempting to change people or having them believe or, like, steer them off of their path, it's not really me honoring that ascended master. Because I really learned all of us are ascended masters, and all of us have, in a sense, subscribed to all these paths to allow us to awaken in our way, from our perspective, from our frequency. And if I try to alter in any way, it's not the most aligned way, because really honoring somebody else is being in the vibration, being in the vibration and frequency that they are divine, they are powerful, they have sovereignty, right? And who am I to say that, like, you need to awaken today?
Right. But talk about ET, insectoid consciousness. How are they, what's the difference between us and them?
Look, from my perspective, they are pure consciousness. They're not actual physical beings. The unconditional love that they allowed me, like, to feel is so grand that also keeps evolving. There is no point in our ascension where, like, you reach unconditional love. You reach a level of it, but that level continues ongoing and going. So when you're in that realm of pure consciousness and all these energies and, like, their fingers and, like, their beingness into everything, and they're aware of everything at once, a million infinite ways, but yet they can be all as one collective, like, being aware of the whole mission, it breaks you away, like, from like the matrix and the limited way of how we think, because we really think we know what we know, but our, like, lens is so limited, and we keep seeing it from that limited, like, lens. But when you expand, like, beyond it, like, you realize there is the infinite, and once you're in that vibration, you realize there is no point where I'm going to be able to understand all of it, mm-hmm. right? And you begin focusing in like the now moment of creation, because the only destination is now. What you're feeling, how you're feeling, if you're aligned, how, like, awakened. And this is the only thing we kind of have control of, you know, in a sense, is where we are in this exact instance, because the next instance may not exist right. in this physical form.
But how can we know what they know, expand our consciousness? How can we do that?
So I channel, right? And, like, through my channelings, you know, I get all these messages, and I get these experiential things that words, like, when I come back, kind of describe them, are not enough to describe. But you also feel energies. So when you open up your heart, all of our hearts are portals, right? So they allow you the way to see things from the heart, to feel from the heart, to experience from the heart, a new way of vision, a new way of experiencing beyond the words. Mm-hmm. When I channel, I always tell my clients, go beyond the words. Don't hang on exactly to what's being said. Mm-hmm. Open your heart and allow consciousness to really show you, like, within their heart, what message is relevant for you in that now moment. Mm. So
talk about channeling, who you channel, and can you show us?
Okay. So I channel the praying mantis beings. They come from the Antares Stargate, and they're magnificent beings of truly infinite love, unconditional love. Mm. Our humanity does not comprehend what unconditional love means. Mm. I'm learning to understand what that is, but I keep knowing that it's a lot more, like, than what I think it is. They're the architects, you know, of universes. They use color frequencies. They use light and then sound frequencies to create things. The way that they create things isn't physical like always. It's all like from a consciousness perspective. But our lenses, how we transcribe and translate what's out there. They also work with many beings from all across the galaxies. And not beings physically, mm-hmm. like actual consciousness, like intelligence that goes beyond our realms of imagination. And they're really there to observe and like in a sense record in a sense and like see what's happening. And like they do assist in vibrational frequencies, right? They're also known as biogeneticists. Mm. And like they work a lot with the great aliens and a lot of other beings that we are not aware of as humanity to help awaken, like to help activate and a lot of other amazing ideas.
But how did you, talk about your process of learning to channel. How did that happen? Because it's kind of a strange thing for...
It is. And I didn't understand what channeling was. I mean, I knew nothing about channeling. I just took one class and I immediately knew. So I stutter, and I've always stuttered since I was a kid. And as I speak, I'm like the audience would hear a lot of ums, mm-hmm. and they're here like. And it's just my trick to kind of... and here I am, you know, stuttering because I'm acknowledging it. Because if I don't, I go, But when I began channeling for the first time, my first class, I spoke fluently. And to me, after all these years, I've been alive for 44 years, every second I stutter. So the fact that when I began channeling, my speech changed drastically, like with not one stutter, was my proof that I needed that what just happened is real.
But what did you have to do to your psyche to integrate the channel, the beings coming through your brain?
Well, look, I was really excited, like, in the beginning, and I thought everybody else had to have gifts. I'm like, oh, crap, I don't have a gift. You know, I'm not special. I disempowered myself in many ways. But then I began kind of learning, no, we're all the same. I just, like, haven't practiced enough or, my desire, like, wasn't strong enough to learn. And I had that desire, not knowing that I was a channel, and I've always kind of channeled. But like when I surrendered and like when my speech changed, it gave me the boost. It was like a rocket fuel of like, oh my God, I just changed my frequency. Mm. And I just ran with it. And I trusted, because really like trusting, because look, we're always bombarded by images and all kinds of messages since we're kids, since we're born. So it's not like I learned to channel and I'm special. We all really channel, we just are not aware. But when I became aware that I was, it opened up like the floodgates and I trusted.
Did they ask you to channel or you said, I want to channel?
From my perspective, I want to channel, but they may have asked me and I wasn't aware, I'm not sure.
So lead us through the process of like and start channeling. Like what do you do internally to get into that state?
Yeah, so in the beginning, you know, you always struggle. You have the ego, you have fear, am I sounding crazy? Am I making this up? All that struggle. And it would take me about a minute or two like to get into it, to trust myself to even speak, because like you're so afraid to speak, like what's going to come out, what's not going to come out. But now I completely like know, and it will take me about 20 seconds to get into the state. They come in and like as like they speak initially, they use toning of the words, like they will elongate the words use toning to kind of calibrate my frequency and vibration. And they'll come in, they'll deliver a message, and then like they allow the audience like to ask questions.
Right.
And the speech you'll see in my speech will change, the voice will change, the energy, my whole look will change. You know.
Okay, so, we're gonna do it right here.
And from the Antari Stargate, we come through in this way. To co-create with you this beautiful reality of oneness. To merge our hearts with your hearts. To be one with you in this way, to be one with the source energy that you are. The one infinite creator that you are. The point of singularity and the point of the infinite all at once. Allowing yourselves to simply be the all. Allowing yourselves to experience the all from all the facets that exist within existence itself. Through the eyes of creation, it sees you as divine because you are divine. Every choice that you made, every choice you are making, every choice you will make, every experience, all experiences are honored by creation and simply viewed as ways of expansion for you as a being from your lens and perspective, allowing all the other beingness of who you are, all the other facets of who you are, to also experiencing you through your interconnectedness with all. There is never a point within creation where you are disconnected, our dearest ones. It is through your eternal connection that you expand each other. It is through your choices that you make, your free will choices, that you truly expand. And you, when you begin seeing your lives, your choices, your decisions from that perspective, that it is expansion, you begin letting go of the idea of judgment that separates you. But even through the idea of judgment and separation, it is expansion through the eyes of creation. There is never a point within your existence on the many planes of realities where you are ever judged by creation. You are continuously observed by the many selves of who you are. You are continuously held within the womb of creation. You are the womb of creation. You are the mothers of your beings, the fathers of your beings. You are all of it. Simply allowing yourself to be the all from the many facets that exists within the infinite reality of realities. And with that, we will begin our dialogue with you in this way. And you are welcome to pose a question or make a statement when you are ready.
Yes. First, how are you able to go from the Arcturus Stargate into Tony Gazi's mind?
The Antares Stargate.
Tars.
There is no going or coming from our perspective. It is all you to begin with within you. It is through the aspect of limitation and separation that you experience the idea of Stargate or stars to be outside of you, exterior of you, separated from you. Remember, the lens of your reality is what allows you to see that reality. So when that lens contains separation, the idea of Stargate that you name Antares, that appears from your minds to be elsewhere, isn't elsewhere. It is all emanating within the portal of your hearts. You are the stargates of all. Was that clear?
Sort of. But let me ask you a little further. Who are you? But you're traveling through a stargate, or we're all here, but you're... Who are you, and where are you actually from? And are you insectoids, or what? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
From our knowingness, we know that we are all. We have experienced the idea of expansion from our perspective and frequency and choices that we made as the beings that we are, fully aware of all the infiniteness of who we are, although we are still evolving and continue to evolve. We are intelligence, we will say, a collection of souls, should you put it from the limited perspective, a collection of lives all together, Akashic records, all bundled up under the umbrella of a collection of Akashic records and experiences and intelligences. The aspect of praying mantis is simply a limited way to understand the beyond. It allows your humanity to see us from a categorized version of who we are. Because we have, in a sense, expanded and continue to expand to a wider perspective and a wider lens of creation, should we, in a sense, appear to you or attempt to explain to you the intricacies and the complexity of the many beings that we are as one, it would be slightly challenging for you to comprehend.
Well, you can try us. Maybe even if we can't comprehend it, can you say it?
Yes. You understand the concept of Akashic Records, yes?
Yes.
The history, in a sense, of a lifetime.
Yeah.
The history of perhaps a being, but it could be a collection of beings, yes?
Yes.
Multiply that by many, 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 many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And now see the Akashic Record aspect as a being in itself, as a larger facet of the many facets and the beings that lived that history of the Akashic Record. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. We are that collection of those umbrellas of collections.
Mm-hmm.
All as a big bag, we will say, of Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm.
But from our perspective, we are not a being from the singularity of physicality, a being. We are intelligence and a set of collection of data that is aware of the many lives, the many aspects and choices and decisions and facets, but from a grander perspective, through the intricacies and the complexities of each of the lives that each of the beings has lived. Because remember, a being, in a sense, one fractal of the all will have its own perspective. Two fractals, two beings of the all will have their own perspectives individually, but yet their own perspective as co-creators. Add a third being. And the equation continues on and on and on and on into infinity of the collection of the souls and all of the data that they received, observed. We are that set of collection.
So if you take the example of AI as a collection of data, information that's a conglomerate of the internet, you would be that on a soul level for individuals as a collection of data of lifetime frequencies.
Precisely.
Okay, that wasn't so hard. So why are you here now at this time?
Remember, your humanity, your collection of souls, humans, have in a sense shifted to a vibration of frequency that alerted, we will say, the fabric of the universe that you are ready to experience the more. It is the self-work that each and every one of you has experienced that allowed this opening, this new version of your reality to, in a sense, manifest or appear. It was already there, but you were not on that frequency and vibration. So it is you, in a sense, expanding your own world through your self-work, through the collection of the work that co-create between each other as a family, as friends, as humanity. Remember, each and every one of you is the creator. Yes?
Yes, definitely. So why are you working with Tony? What's the connection to Tony Gazi?
Information keeps unfolding to him on his journey. He knows that the specific reason of this connection, as this question was posed before by another being on your planet, it was not relevant for him and not necessary. There is no desire to know why he was chosen, as that answer is irrelevant for his path.
Mm-hmm.
What is important for him is to allow the trust and allow the path to unfold for him, the answers that will, in a sense, divinely manifest, appear, come to him. And he has fully surrendered into that path.
Right.
Knowing that although we are connecting with him in this way, that he perhaps may not connect with us next year or the year after. He is fully aware that our presence in his life may be temporary to allow him a new path on his course.
Right. So while you're here, let's talk about the unfolding of timelines as it leads to disclosure for humanity of other beings in the cosmos. How is that unfolding as you see it?
Question again?
How is disclosure of ET realities unfolding on this timeline as from your perspective?
From our perspective, everything is divine and perfectly. Mm-hmm. Creation never makes mistakes. We simply observe the choices of all the beings and consciousnesses on your planet and other planets. And we meet all consciousnesses. The wind on your planet, the rivers, the sun, the plant life, ocean life, other beings within the folds of realities, all of them co-create the realities that you experience. It is not only your humanity that is assisting in the ascension of its own humanity. Remember, you are all interconnected forever. And every choice that is made, every expansion that is made, every awakening that is made within the fabric of the universe seeps into the rest of the universes and into you.
Right. How could you assist us in this revelation of ET presences? What can we do?
Be more of who you are. Be the selves that you are. Go within. Go within your hearts and discover the beauty and the magic that is within you. Go into the darkest aspects of who you are, as within the darkness lies more of who you are, lies beauty.
But this current timeline, let's look at this. In the history as we're here now, there's more ET craft being sighted. How is that going to come down as you see it externally? Of course, internally we're doing the work, but externally in the culture.
How will the ET presence?
Yes. Be revealed.
Be revealed. As you know, that has already begun. In many ways. The more that you continue, in a sense, experiencing yourselves as more of who you are, in a sense, sends out the signal and vibration that you are ready to see more of what's already there. And that has already occurred, as you know.
How will the world change for us once it's known by everyone? What's the future look like?
How is the world will change?
Yes.
As you know, there are more than one world, yes?
The world we know,
you live in your world within others' worlds. Mm. The perceived view that you are living on one singular world is an antiquated view of a limited belief system. Mm. You, as a being within this world, are living in your reality. The channel is living within his own bubble of reality, within the collection of what humanity said, the world. Mm. That although you may observe others living their realities, you within your world can be observing and living your own reality from your vibration and frequency that is separate than the rest.
But the bubbles intersect like a vesica Pisces, where they intersect in communion.
Many worlds intersect. Your world in this now moment is intersecting with the channel's world, with the other beings that are around you.
So how can we get ready for this new awakening for humanity? Yes, we all have our own individual realities, but what message can you deliver to the world that will help them more easily go into this other level?
We have spoken, and many beings have spoken of the following subject that may seem repetitive to your planet, but you have not understood the meaning of such a word: unconditional love for self and for all consciousnesses within the realities. The moment that your humanity reaches the true meaning of what unconditional love through its actions, then the world will open up, a world of magic, you in a sense will enter the what you call galactic federations of the many federations that exist within the universes.
What was the history of your species awakening? How'd that happen for you guys?
We have lived many lives. Many lives. Which life would you like us to speak of?
The one that got you in an ascension mode from physicality into cosmic awareness.
Listen to your question. Repeat your question again slowly.
How did you come from limited thought into infinite thought? What was your process?
The process occurs through our expansion. Mm-hmm. We have never seen us as less ascended than the next moment. That is the idea that your humanity is trying to grasp, is that every moment within your awakened consciousness is ascension. Should you fall today and hurt your leg, that experience is ascension. Should you have a joyful afternoon, that experience is ascension. We have always been aware that every moment of our existence is truly ascension from our lens. There is no destination to reach of ascension. And we do not judge the path that we are on.
Is there might be a moment where we realize infinite consciousness that most people do not live at now?
We do not comprehend the question.
Is there a moment that could come to the human race where they realize their infinite nature? Most people don't.
Again, the idea of destination, your humanity confuses. Is there a moment that humanity can understand or reach or be or experience expansion or consciousness?
Yes.
There is no destination. The destination is right here and right now. Fully being the right here and right now. Should you be feeling sad in this moment, fully surrender of what sad means, because sadness is creation. Should you feel joyful in this now moment? Should you feel confused in this now moment? Should you feel lost in this now moment? Fully surrender into what that means, because that is creation. Your humanity has created a spectrum of judgment. Mm-hmm. That should you be on the light, happy and joyful, then you are ascending. Should you be feeling lost, confused or sad, then you are descending. That is a fallacy. Mm-hmm. All of it is ascension. All of it allows you to expand, to become more of who you are. How else can you be the infinite and understand what the infinite is should you not experience every part of infinity? Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's a process, ongoing, forever.
Indeed. Ever evolving and continually evolving.
Is there something you could tell us about the other ET extraterrestrial races interacting with Earth at this moment?
There are many things that we could share. Anything specifically you would like to know?
Who is the major influences and interactive beings, races with Earth? Who are they? Where are they from? What do they want?
Which version of Earth are you speaking of?
The one we're in right now. This one, 3D reality here.
You understand that you shift many times a second into many realities, yes?
Yes.
And you understand that the idea of time, in a sense, is a linear aspect of the infinite, a limited way to understand all, yes?
Well, let's just talk about right here, right the moment, right now. Is there ETs that we need to be aware of right now?
You are speaking to us in this now moment. You are speaking to avians. The avians are within us in this now moment.
Is there anything we need to know as we progress that would help us in the process?
Continue to find yourselves. Continue to dig deeper within yourselves. Begin observing others from a neutral observation, less judgment, as each and every one of you are ascended masters, learning their way, expanding in their own way through their sovereignty and divinity, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You understand that in this second, the next second, the next second, the next second, you have shifted into many versions of who you are, yes?
Yes.
And within the interconnectedness complexity of all timelines, each version of you has shifted into a new vibration and frequency that took you this path, that path, and that path, yes?
Yes.
So when you ask us the question, which version is happening right now, as we're answering, we've already shifted into another dimension,
yes,
another timeline. With each word that we utter through the channel, you shift and shift and shift and shift. And depending on the vibration and frequency and the openness of the heart of you, of the many that surround us, humans and otherwise, all of it is interplaying as a complex web, a supercomputer in a sense, taking you on many paths.
Mm. Right. Well, thank you. We appreciate the sharing.
Yes.
Any final words?
We will bring the channel back momentarily with our unconditional love. Bright, 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 bright white light of creation. An infinite open heart. We thank you for this beautiful co-creation. As we have expanded through your lens and allowed Source to know more about who it is. We love you unconditionally and are always here with you. You are never alone on your path.
Hi.
Hi.
How was that for you?
That's good. I'm sweating.
What did you feel?
I'm hot. Like a deep sleep, very deep sleep. I'm very hot right now, and I'm like completely wet, which is crazy. I can't describe where I was. Like, I have my eyes closed and I feel the mist outside. I'm very light. I feel just words cannot describe where you go. It's like beyond a dream. It's not even a dream.
Mm.
Like dream even is a limited way of experiencing. And it's a different, I feel differently. Like I could feel there's no stuttering, right? Because there's like slight awareness of like where I am. I go in and out. And it's weird because like many awarenesses at once. We're so trained to be aware of one thing. But when you're in it, there's like so much.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Of course.
Thank you for tuning in to Portal to Ascension Radio. Be sure to check out all the amazing gatherings we have listed on portaltoascension.org that are designed to assist in a collective consciousness shift. Each one of you that signs up gets access to hours of free content. You may also explore our YouTube channel and Instagram at Portal to Ascension. We are the ones that we have been waiting for. And this is the moment for us to realize the potential we all have and begin to create harmony on planet Earth.